Welcome to All Things Beer. I'm Mark Richards. As part of All Things Beer, I'd like to introduce you to what I call a beer worth drinking. Sometimes you just have a beer, but when you truly come across a beer worth drinking, you have to pause and take a note of it. So grab a beer and join me to discover a beer worth drinking. All right, Pat, we're back again for another beer worth drinking.
Happy to drop in for this one.
Oh man, this is definitely a beer worth drinking.
Today we are drinking the Zajvich Baltic Porter.
One of my favorites. I love this. I love the style in general. There are a few examples you can get. One really cool thing about it, for people that don't want to spend a ton on beer all the time, it's very economical.
Yeah, because this is a big beer, right?
I know.
It is hard to pronounce, but easy to drink.
That should be their tagline. They should put that in a commercial somewhere. I would say this is like got a little tawny looking head to it.
Yeah, that head retention is really good.
Oh, yeah, it's good. A lot of proteins left in that. You can almost see a little red through it.
There is just a little bit of a ruby highlight, but it's pretty black.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Right off the bat, I mean, the nose is chocolate. Let's say baker's chocolate.
I would say so, like that cocoa type.
Yes, exactly. And let me take a taste here.
Man, that foam is so persistent, too. Just painting the glass with that lacing.
Maybe with a little bit of licorice some, you know, very subtle kind of dark fruit
I'd
in the background.
I'd say a slight amount of licorice. I mean, it's definitely got kind of a little burnt, roasty character.
Yeah.
There's caramel, a little ashy, like a stout in a way. Mm-hmm. A bit nutty, as they say.
It's a bit nutty.
Once again, there we go with these dark fruits. A little plum at the finish.
It's a great beer. This one's from Poland, right?
Yep.
I commented on being a big beer. I just looked at the label, 9.5%.
If you told me this was 6, I wouldn't even question it.
It drinks like it, doesn't
no
it?
No alcohol evident, like in the nose or on the tongue. It's not hot in any way. It's a very dry beer. There's a touch of sweetness, but I think it's because of the combination of all the things we just said.
Yeah, just a masterclass in Baltic Porters.
Yeah, it's great. Nice full body. It's beautiful.
But looking at the label, I see it's the Zajvich School of Brewing. So I guess they can teach you a thing or two about brewing there, right?
I mean, just having a glass of it to teach you a thing or two on it.
Now, Mark, are you going to tell us a little bit about the Baltic Porter style?
Yeah, the Baltic Porter is, as you can tell, it's smooth. It's a cold fermented, cold lagered, brewed with lager yeast. Because of its alcoholic strength, it may include a very low to low complex alcohol flavors, but I don't get much of any in this.
No.
A little bit of fruitiness in the berry, grape, plum vein, you know, but definitely no fermentation character of like banana or, you know, no esters, no phenol. Fairly clean ferment. You can definitely tell it's been lagered a long time. It has the malt flavors of a brown porter, and I think that was its original influence, but it really more plays off like a Schwarz beer, but bigger in alcohol and body. And if you want to learn a lot more about Baltic Porter in general, go back to All Things Beer episode 10, where we talked to AJ Zanuck. I'll just call him the master of the Baltic Porter.
Yeah, that was a fun episode. And AJ has a ton of insight on the style.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be one of his favorites ever. So this comes in a 16.9 fluid ounce bottle. So perfect for a nice big beer or sharing with a friend because of the alcohol percentage at 9.5, and it's not a budget beer, but it's really reasonable.
Oh, yeah. If you were buying an American craft brewery that made a beer of this strength in this size of bottle, you know, you'd be paying, I don't know, $15 or something
like that. I would agree. Yeah. And at almost bomber size, it's a good deal. So,
you know, I really enjoy actually all of the Baltic porters from Europe that get imported. Baltica is a good one. Sanibrashov, that's another good one. I think that one's made in Finland. I think Baltica is maybe Russian.
Okay, yep.
I might get the countries of origin on some of these wrong, but they're all neighboring the Baltic Sea one way or the other.
Well, this brewery started operating in 1956 in the town of Zajvich, which was a part of Austrian Poland.
Okay, yeah, because Poland was Catholic, whereas not so much the surrounding countries.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was owned by the Habsburg imperial family until its confiscation post-World War II communist government of Poland.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, at the beginning of the 1990s, a court case was started by the descendants of the original owners who sued the Polish government demanding $77 million in compensation for the nationalization and the use of the Habsburg family name and coat of arms for marketing purposes. This case was settled out of court with the government in December 2005. So that's kind of interesting. They sued it back from the government.
Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, I will say the 20th century was a hard one for the Habsburgs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you had the whole Franz Ferdinand assassination, and it just went downhill from there.
Yeah, yeah. So they began distribution to other towns of the Austro-Hungarian Empire in 1913, and by the 1990s, brew is, of course, acquired by a modernized Heineken International. All these conglomerates, Pat, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, and of course, we could criticize that, but probably because it's owned by Heineken is why we can buy it here in Columbus.
Valid point. And maybe why it's so reasonably priced.
Yeah. I was just looking at the bottle, and these bottles are special bottles just for this beer, and they have a circle with a crown in them. And
yeah, I guess that really cool embossing on that bottle is the Zweiweck logo, and it includes all the most important historical symbols of the brewery in Poland itself. Now, speaking of Poland, and this is something, you know, as children, we always heard these Polak jokes about the Polish. How many Poles does it take to screw in a light bulb? Pretty racist joke, actually, to be making.
It's good those have gone away, I think.
I think so. That kind of came from World War II, and that was an English-speaking joke of World War II. And those just kind of carried on into our childhood, Pat, and we're not that old. But in the 1990s, popular culture in Germany experienced a surge of Polish jokes in their television shows. Entertainers such as Harold Schmidt and Tomasz Koschwitz made jokes about the Polish economy and about how increased automobile thefts in Germany were all attributed to the Poles. So it's odd that that would have a weird German resurgence, and, you know, be nice to your neighbors.
Well, yeah. I mean, now that you put this, I didn't know any of that really before you just said it. But, you know, I suppose Poland is the, you know, let's say, economically less well-developed neighbor of Germany,
yeah,
much in the same way that Mexico could play that role for the United States.
Oh, yeah. I know Austrians, the Turks, is the same way. So
right.
Everybody's got that south of the border neighbor that they don't look so smiling upon. But, you know, love your neighbor. I was actually eating pierogies while I was reading that material and having some Polish sausage with it. So I got nothing against them. I think they're a great nation and also have a fantastic culture.
Yeah, I would really love to go to Poland. I haven't been there yet.
I haven't either.
I think it would be very interesting.
I've been in and around, but never been there.
Man, I'm glad I dropped in this afternoon because this is really one of my favorite beers, and I'm glad to share
it
with you.
Oh, yeah. It always got a time for one beer. I think, Pat, you've got errands to run and a trip to Marysville to make, but I think I'm going to crack another beer.
I don't blame you.
In the meantime, thanks for listening. If you have a beer that you'd like us to try and review, a beer you find worth drinking, please feel free to send us an email at allthingsbeerpodcast@gmail.com, and maybe we'll grab one and drink it, let you know what we think.
All right, signing off. Cheers.
Cheers.